Illinois residents have been receiving newspapers they have not paid for, or in many cases even heard of before. Each bears the tagline, "Real Data, Real News." So they say. These are partisan news outlets taking advantage of the erosion of local news. NPR's David Falkenflik reports they're part of a nationwide phenomenon.
Before his retirement, Bernard Schoenberg reported about the origins of these papers as a columnist for the Springfield State Journal Register.
There are more than 30 publications, most of them online, but some of them during this election season, going to people's mailboxes.
Schoenberg was a journalist in Illinois for his entire 44-year career. Newsrooms throughout the state have withered, including his. Some have shut down. These newer publications lie dormant, then they spring up at election time. They sure look like old-fashioned local broadsheet newspapers. Nothing flashy, but they've got color photos and charts.
So you get these glaring headlines of what's so terrible about our tax system right now or what's bad about a Democratic governor.
The coverage all points in a single direction, hard right. The top headline on the West Cook News right here, it's going to be literally the end of days. That piece hammered Democratic Governor J.B. Pritzker up for re-election.
This is Republican propaganda, and in some instances, just outright lies.
That's Pritzker campaign spokeswoman Natalie Edelstein.
The information being presented is, you know, intentionally set up to mislead people. It looks like it's independent local news, but in reality, when you read the content, it's playing on people's emotions and fear and trying to, you know, scare people.
Crime fears, trans rights, COVID policies, all hot-button issues punched by Pritzker's Republican opponent. Here he is, State Senator Darren Bailey.
These newspapers that are circulating the state that are full of facts and truth, and Governor Pritzker has the gall to call it a lie.
Bailey was speaking there to Chicago talk show host Dan Proft. Proft's Political Action Committee has spent millions to aid Bailey, and he subsidizes the papers. Proft told News Nation TV his readers don't trust mainstream news organizations.
We provide angles to stories and information that you don't get from left-leaning or left or not so leaning, just hard left news outlets. They're all sharing a brain, and we're providing a different perspective on some of the issues that are salient in people's lives.
Retired reporter Bernie Schoenberg says the nod at salience is deceptive.
There is other information in the publication that makes it look local, like what employees in government agencies are making a lot of money, or what houses sold for a lot of money. And it's just things that you can pick up off the internet.
And they use bots to do it. I haven't been able to reach a single reporter from the Illinois papers. Consider Kane County reporters Lori A. Lubert. 15 years ago, a reporter at the Virginian Pilot had the same name. Lubert has no account on LinkedIn, Twitter, or Facebook. Unusual for a reporter. Lori, if you're out there, call me. Love to hear from you. Now, for those who say that new publications arise from backers on both sides, well, you've got a point.
I mean, if we are to be completely blunt about it, we are seeing folks on the left adopt this tactic as well now.
Pri Bengani is a senior research fellow at the Tau Center for Digital Journalism at Columbia University. She says one key difference is scale. In her new report released today, she tracks the backers of a closely linked network of conservative papers. She counts 64 such pro-democratic newspapers and news sites around the country, compared to more than 1,200 right-wing outlets that form a vast echo chamber.
You end up with this surround sound effect where if people are hearing the same things in multiple places, are they then more likely to believe it?
Bengani says she can't measure how influential this echo chamber will prove to be, but she says these partisan papers are blanketing people who want to read local news and have fewer choices than ever to do so. David Falkenflik, NPR News.